Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 76, Becoming the One Who Left the Door Open. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we don't just grow, we shed, stretch, stumble, and start again. Where healing isn't a destination, but a returning. And becoming yourself means letting go of everything you're not. There was a moment in my journal, years ago, where I wrote something that stuck with me. I wrote, I never want to feel that kind of heartbreak again. And I didn't just write it to fill a page. I meant it. Every syllable came from a place in me that was raw and honest and exhausted. I was tired of hurting, tired of hoping, tired of giving so much of myself only to feel empty in the end. So I made a silent vow to close the door. Not just on them or on the past, but on the part of me that still believed in softness. What I didn't realize at the time was that those words, that vow, carved themselves into my body. Not just emotionally, but energetically. They became a samskara, an imprint, a pattern etched in my heart that would go on to shape how I loved, how I trusted, and how I moved through the world long after the heartbreak was over. That's what a samskara does. They live beneath the surface. Whispers that turn into walls, stories that turn into cycles, and for me, that one vow, never again, became the reason I kept choosing familiar pain over unfamiliar peace. The reason I kept replaying the same dynamics, the same relationships, the same emotional loops, not because they were good for me, but because they were predictable. And when your heart is still healing, predictable feels safer than possibility. That's the illusion. We think shutting down will protect us. We think closing off will save us from getting hurt again, but what it really does is trap us inside the very pain we're trying to avoid. So in this episode, I want to explore what it means to open again. Not for someone else, not to prove you're healed, but for you. To become the one who left the door open, not from being naive, but from being courageous. Not because the past didn't happen, but because you finally trust yourself enough to meet the future differently. This is about transmuting the imprint, rewriting the residue, and becoming the version of you who no longer lives in reaction to old pain, but in alignment with the life that's ready to meet you. So if you're ready, let's get into it. The decision to close your heart rarely comes with ceremony. There's no big speech, no final chapter. Just a quiet moment, maybe in the middle of the night or after one too many disappointments, where something inside you just hardens. You don't call it that, of course. You call it boundaries. You call it maturity. You tell yourself this is what healing looks like. But if you slow down, if you really listen, you'll hear the grief buried beneath the strength. You'll feel the ache that never fully left. Because the door didn't close to keep the wrong people out. It closed to keep you from feeling that vulnerable again. That's how it starts. The building of emotional armor. The careful editing of who gets access to you. You become selective, sharp, strategic. And it makes sense. Of course it does. This world can be brutal with soft hearts. So you do what you think you have to. You shut the door. You swallow the key. But here's the thing. When you shut the door to pain, you often shut the door to everything else too. To beauty, to surprise, to joy that doesn't make sense, and love that doesn't need proof. You tell yourself you're protecting your peace, but deep down you're just tired of bleeding for people who never learned how to hold your heart with care. And somewhere in the midst of that exhaustion, you made a vow. Maybe not out loud, but in your body, in your breath, in the locked room of your nervous system. Never again. That was the samskara. That was the imprint. Not just an emotion, but an energetic scar that shaped how you moved, how you chose, how you trusted. And that's how you ended up here. Still calling in old patterns dressed in new faces. Still saying yes to relationships that feel like home, only because home once meant chaos. Still confusing the sharp edge of familiarity with the softness of alignment, because the loop doesn't always look like repeating the past. Sometimes it looks like shutting the door to the future. And no one ever taught you this, but let me say it now. Hardness is not the same as healing, and protection is not the same as peace. You learn to close the door because at one point it saved you. But the version of you who made that choice isn't the version standing here now. You're no longer just trying to survive love. You're ready to receive it. And that shift, that quiet, holy shift, is where the next part of your story begins. There's a moment barely noticeable from the outside when something in you starts to shift. Not all at once, not with clarity, but with tension. A sacred kind of tension. Like a door inside your chest that's been shut for so long, you forgot it was ever meant to open. I remember standing right there on the edge of softness. Not because I was ready, but because I was exhausted of being closed. I had gotten good at guarding, good at recognizing patterns, good at seeing the signs before they became stories. But none of that made me feel alive. It just made me feel prepared. And that's what I was always trying to be. Prepared. For the silence, for the shift, for the moment they pulled away. I told myself it was wisdom, but it was still fear dressed up as awareness. That's the thing about samskaras. They don't just live in your memory. They live in your muscle. They live in the part of you that flinches when something real tries to reach you. And I could feel it. Not just the old stories, but the way my body tried to outrun the possibility of being cracked open again. I could feel the part of me that once wrote, "I never want to feel that kind of heartbreak again." That sentence didn't just echo. It shaped me. It became the groove I kept walking in, choosing familiar loops and emotional dead ends. Not because they were aligned, but because they were predictable. And predictability feels like safety when your nervous system has been soaked in disappointment. But here's what's changed. I stopped trying to outsmart it. I stopped trying to force softness, and instead I started staying. Just long enough to witness what I usually run from. There were moments, real, raw moments where I could feel the fear rising. Not because anything bad was happening, but because something good was trying to find me. And that felt foreign. I had to teach myself how to breathe in stillness again. How to stay present when kindness didn't come with a catch. How to let warmth land without waiting for the rug to be pulled out. And it wasn't a clean process. I didn't suddenly become enlightened, but I did become honest. I became the version of myself who could feel the instinct to retreat and choose not to follow it. And that was the turning point. Not the absence of fear, not some perfect opening, but the decision to remain available to life, even when it made my chest ache. Because this time, I wasn't opening the door for them. I was opening it for me. To feel again. To hope again. To risk softness without mistaking it for self-betrayal. I began to realize that the door never fully locked. It just needed someone, me, to turn the handle with reverence. And I did. Not with grand gestures, but with small daily choices to stop disappearing from my own life. And that's what becoming open again looks like. It's not performance, it's a practice. A quiet devotion to the version of you that no longer needs to be rescued, just witnessed, honored, and finally allowed to stay. There's a misunderstanding most people carry, especially when the heart has known abandonment, that being open means waiting, that softness is some kind of invitation for someone else to come back, to change, to notice, to make it right, as if your openness exists to be a reward. I used to feel that too, quietly, without admitting it. I'd reopen just enough, not for me, but for the idea of them, whoever they were, finally arriving as a version that could meet me fully. It was still a loop, just dressed in spiritual hope. But at some point, the illusion breaks, and you realize the door is not about anyone else's return. It's about your own. Your return to softness, to presence, to the you that existed before fear shaped your movements. You're not leaving the door open because you're waiting. You're leaving it open because you're no longer interested in living behind it. You've outgrown the version of yourself that built entire identities out of protection. The you that wore hyper-awareness like armor. The you that always prepared for the fall. The you that confused emotional labor with connection. And now you're not interested in performing effort for love. You're interested in receiving what resonates. You're interested in holding what reflects your truth back to you. You're interested in being met, not chased. This is where something shifts on a deeper level. Your openness becomes self-sourced. It no longer hinges on who's in front of you. It becomes your baseline frequency. You walk through the world with your heart not exposed, but available. Not leaking, but radiant. Not desperate, but steady. Because now you don't open the door for the outcome. You open it for alignment. For the peace that lives on the other side of the resistance. And the beauty is, that kind of openness doesn't just change your experience. It changes what and who you attract. People feel something different about you. Not because you're performing presence, but because you are presence. You're not doing anything to be chosen. You're simply being the one who no longer hides. And from that energy, everything begins to meet you differently. Opportunities flow with more ease. Conversations feel safer, richer, more real. Love begins to take shape of reciprocity, not recovery. And the people who are meant to be there, they don't have to be convinced. They recognize you because they've been walking their own return home too. This is the shift. You stop leaving the door open for what was, and you start leaving it open for what's becoming. You're no longer the one waiting to be chosen. You are the one choosing yourself again and again, and doing so from a place of wholeness, not hunger. And that changes everything. There's a moment that doesn't announce itself. You just notice it one day. Like the way the morning sunlight softens a room you used to only see in shadow. You're not waiting anymore. You're not shrinking. You're not trying to convince anything to stay. You've stopped narrating your softness. You've stopped second-guessing your peace. Stopped asking whether you're too much or not enough or just some in-between that no one knows how to hold. You're just here now, fully, present, unfolding in real time. And from that place, something begins to shift. Not because you unlock some new manifestation hack, but because you finally vacated the loop. You're no longer standing in the hallway rehearsing every way the door could close. You're inside your life again. Inside your breath, inside your body. And the things that arrive now don't knock like they used to. They don't come with urgency. They don't make you feel like you have to prove your readiness. They move like recognition, like resonance. Like, of course this found me now. You're not asking, is this mine? Because you know how it feels to hold something that is. It fits differently. It moves with you. It doesn't grip. It doesn't test. It doesn't ask you to abandon yourself to belong to it. And you don't question it in a way you used to. You don't analyze softness like it's suspicious. You don't stare down joy waiting for it to disappear. You let it be what it is. You become someone who knows how to let things be good. And that changes everything. Because now when love arrives, you're not trying to be enough for it. You already are. When opportunity arrives, you're not stretching to fit into it. You just step in. And when alignment finds you, because it will, you meet it as someone who stayed open long enough to be found. This is the version of you that doesn't leave the door open for longing. You leave it open because your spirit no longer locks itself inside. You're no longer a protector of your wounds. You're a guardian of your expansion. And the one who doesn't just hope for peace, but lives in a way that makes peace inevitable. This isn't about who might walk through that door. It's about who you've become because you left it open. Maybe the point was never to heal so much that nothing touched you. Maybe the point was to remember how to stay open while being touched by life. To be impacted, not controlled. To feel deeply without drowning. That's the difference. And maybe that is the real work. Not closing ourselves off to pain, but choosing not to close even after we felt it. That's what it means to become the one who left the door open. Not out of being naive, not out of self-sacrifice, but out of deep, grounded, embodied knowing that you don't have to protect yourself from life anymore. You just have to stay with yourself inside it. So here's what I want to leave you with. One journal prompt this week. Where in your life have you been guarding a part of yourself that's already ready to soften? What would it feel like to gently open the door? Not for the past to return, but for your future to finally find you. Let that question sit with you. Breathe into it, and when the answer comes, don't rush it. Just listen. If this episode spoke to you, if you're in a sacred space of learning how to stay open after seasons of survival, I invite you to download my free Start With Why Clarity Guide. It's a quiet, grounded space to reconnect with what actually matters to you, so you can move through life with more inner clarity, more peace, and more self-trust. And if you're ready to go deeper, if you're done looping and ready to start living, I'd love to walk with you. You'll find more information on both in the description. And wherever you're at in the process, just know, your softness isn't a weakness. Your openness isn't a mistake. It's your way back to yourself. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.